At 2200 hours GMT and 1:30 a.m. over here in Iran, this is a live news broadcast by Press TV. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has called for the formation of an independent UN fact-finding mission tasked with investigating the September 11 attacks. Ahmadinejad brought up some possible theories behind the 9/11 attacks. He said Washington should have thoroughly investigated them to precisely identify those involved. He also slammed the U.S. government for allocating $80 billion to the upgrade of its nuclear arsenal this year, or to upgrade that. He proposed that 2011 be named the year of nuclear disarmament. Turkey says there is no alternative to diplomacy to resolve the controversy over Iran's nuclear program.
Our contributions to international efforts in the search for an urgent and peaceful settlement of the Iranian nuclear issue will also continue. Resolving this controversy can only be achieved in conformity with the IAEA norms and NPT obligations respecting the right to peaceful use of nuclear energy. The Tehran Declaration.
Speaking at the annual session of the UN General Assembly, President Gül said the Tehran Declaration provides a window of opportunity for talks under the fuel swap declaration signed between Iran, Turkey and Brazil back in May. Iran agreed to send low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for higher-enriched fuel. U.S. President Barack Obama has addressed the 65th annual session of the UN General Assembly. In his speech, Obama has called on world leaders to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT.
We have reduced the role of nuclear weapons in our security strategy. And here at the United Nations, we came together to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Obama's comments come as the U.S. last week tried to block an international call on Israel to join the NPT. Washington's ambassador to the IAEA warned that it would send a negative signal to Middle East talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority.
Our view of the proposed resolution on Israeli is that now is not the place for this resolution. At a time when President Obama and U.S. State Secretary Hillary Clinton are actively pursuing Middle East peace, it is important that we avoid engaging here in Vienna in a very divisive, tough debate. A resolution, if it's adopted, could threaten these talks, could send a very bad signal.
The U.S. State Department spokesman also slammed a debate about Israel's nuclear arsenal at the U.N. agency. Philip Crowley said the IAEA is not the place where Israel's accession to the NPT can be discussed. The international community has repeatedly condemned the U.S. for turning a blind eye to Tel Aviv's nuclear arsenal while pressuring NPT members over their nuclear energy programs. Israel is widely believed to be the only possessor of nuclear warheads in the Middle East. In May 2008, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter confirmed Israel has 150 nuclear weapons in its arsenal. There are analysts who say that Israel has at least 300 to 500 nuclear warheads. Obama also referred to the Middle East talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. He pointed to Israel as the historic homeland of the Jewish people, not mentioning Christians and Muslims living there. Turning to Iran, the U.S. president has said the door remains open to diplomacy with Iran.
Clear once more, the United States and the international community seek a resolution to our differences with Iran, and the door remains open to diplomacy should Iran choose to walk through it.
This, despite sanctions imposed on Tehran by the U.N. Security Council, as well as Washington's unilateral measures. The U.S. and its allies accuse Iran of seeking to build nuclear weapons.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has announced no major changes to the Afghan war strategy ahead of the government review in December. Gates' announcement comes against the backdrop of the deteriorating situation on the war-torn. The review is to assess the impact of the United States deployment of another 30,000 troops in Afghanistan last December. By 2011, U.S.-led foreign forces have suffered their heaviest casualty invasion back in 2001. Some 530 U.S.-led soldiers have been killed in the war-torn country in 2010.
I do believe I am able to confirm.
Another NATO soldier has been killed in the south of Afghanistan. The trooper's nationality has not been revealed. NATO says he died in a militant attack in the country's south. Over 530 U.S.-led soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year, as I said, the bloodiest year since the war began 9 years ago. On average, two foreign soldiers die in Afghanistan every day. On Tuesday, nine U.S. soldiers were killed when their helicopter crashed in the south of that country. News of the economy now. U.S. stocks have slumped for the second day in a row. This as mixed data on job and housing markets sparked fresh concerns about the economic recovery. Finance and energy shares are the hardest hit. Analysts say markets are affected by serious concerns about the growth of the American economy. This comes as a new Gallup poll shows the U.S. unemployment rate is still increasing on a monthly basis. The latest 30-day figure hit 9.7% in September, up from 9.3% in August. So in the United States, grandmother diagnosed with a borderline mental retardation is to be executed in the next few hours. Teresa Lewis will be the first woman to be executed in the state of Virginia in almost a century. Lewis will be killed by lethal injection. Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court turned down her appeal for a stay of her execution. Lewis has been convicted of having masterminded the murder of her husband and stepson 8 years ago. Lewis has admitted to hiring two accomplices, but she insists that she did not pull the trigger. Doctors have repeatedly said that she is not smart enough to have masterminded the murders. Thousands have pled for her execution to be canceled. International human rights organizations have expressed concern about the situation of rights activists and Shia religious groups in Bahrain. A statement signed by 26 human rights bodies Bahrain's recent crackdown on opposition figures. It also calls on the international community to take action about the crisis in the Arab country. Bahrain has stressed hundreds of Shia activists and human rights defenders ahead of next month's parliamentary elections. The crackdown follows a series of protests by Shias over discrimination. Human rights bodies say those arrested have been tortured in prison. A meeting on the issue has also been held in Geneva on the sidelines of a session of a Human Rights Council. That's 1:38 in Tehran. Let's give you a reminder of this hour's top stories. Iran calls for the formation of a UN fact-finding mission tasked with the 9/11 attacks.
سازمان ملل درباره 11 سپتامبر یک گروه حقیقت‌یاب مستقل تعیین نماید تا بعدها.
The U.S. Defense Secretary says he does not expect any major changes to the Afghan war strategy. U.S. stocks slump as new data on jobs and the housing market spark new concerns about the economic recovery.